Almost 300 people shared their opinions on the possible Ann Arbor connector at a series of events last month in public places that would likely be served by the new program. Ann Arbor Transportation Authority officials say the survey came with few constraints, such as cost, so the results serve more as a personal opinions and a way to start the conversation. Chris White is the AATA's manager of service development. White says a consultant will develop more specifics, and then they will seek community feedback.
Working on developing different alignments, you know, potential routes that it can go, getting an idea of the relative cost, of the different possible modes, the different constraints on them, what's actually possible. So as we engage the public in the future, we're going to have more information to help people kind of think about what they see as important.
White says the top places people were interested in going in Ann Arbor were nothing too surprising. 40% of the people participating chose light rail or streetcars as the best mode of transit for the connector. White says the alternatives analysis, including basic route and type of transit, should be completed by about this time next year. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.